Conservation groups say more needs to be done to protect the natural and cultural resources of Utah's Labyrinth Canyon from off-road vehicles. The Bureau of Land Management is taking comments until October 7th on a draft travel management plan for the Labyrinth Canyon in Gemini Bridges area outside of Moab. Laura Peterson with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance explains more than 1,200 miles of off-road vehicle routes blanket the area.
Motorized vehicles are allowed in certain parts along the river and in a number of side canyons. And that really impacts riparian areas, habitat, soils, vegetation, but also the experience on the river as well.
The BLM has released 4 plan options for determining vehicle use in the areas for decades to come. Peterson contends the plan, known as Alternative B, is the only one that would protect the entire river corridor while reducing the route density in Gold Bar Rim, Dead Man Point, Day Canyon, and other pristine areas. And there are 40 miles of the Green River running within Labyrinth Canyon. Peterson notes it's a designated wild and scenic river for its recreational, scenic, ecological, and cultural values.
It's one of the few places in the West where you have a flatwater wilderness experience. And it's this unique situation where the Emory County side of the river is protected wilderness and the Grand County side is not. And so that makes for disparate management on either side.
According to the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, over 94% of land within the Labyrinth Canyon in Gemini Bridges area is within a half mile of a designated off-road vehicle route. Peterson says reducing route density and minimizing user conflicts is important for those seeking quiet recreation in the area. Mary Sherman reporting. Find RE Trust Indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.